Jomar Jobat Al-Muabit. This is Spielbutt.com, the week in Georgia in English, coming to you from cloudy, drizzly German Berlin. Today is Thursday, the 10th of December, 2015. On this date in 1510, Portuguese naval forces and local mercenaries seize Goa from the Bijapur Sultanate, resulting in 451 years of Portuguese colonial rule in that chunk of India. 1520, Martin Luther burns his copy of a papal bull outside Wittenberg's Elster Gate. 1799, France adopts the meter as its official unit of length. 1869, Wyoming grants women the vote in somewhat of a publicity stunt. 1884, Mark Twain's Adventures of Huckleberry Finn is published. 1901, the first Nobel Prize is awarded. 1915, Ford builds its 1 millionth car. 1948, the United Nations General Assembly adopts the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Birthdays are poet Emily Dickinson, court weirdo Grigory Rasputin, scarecrow Ray Bolger, and singers Jim Croce and Rod Stewart. I'm your host, Mark Mullen, as ever, the podcast written by Ari Swiecka. Post to the forum or send a question to tabilpod@gmail.com. On Saturday, the 5th of December, Patriarch Ilya II said that the Patriarch should have the power to grant pardons to prisoners. He was with Prime Minister Garibashvili. They had attended a play performed by female prisoners, and Ilya II said that he talked about it with the Prime Minister and that the authorities should raise it as an issue. Prisons Minister Kachishvili was also present at the event and agreed that the Patriarch should have the right to grant pardons because he is the leader of the nation and is wise. Georgian Dream Coalition lawmaker Eka Beselia, who chairs the Parliamentary Committee for Human Rights, was also in favor of it, saying that the Patriarch enjoys the highest public confidence. Civil society groups quickly protested the idea and warned against theocracy. As a note, under the Constitution, only the president has the power to grant pardons. To extend this power to someone else would require a constitutional amendment, which needs the support of at least 113 lawmakers in the 150-member parliament. There's a 9-member presidential pardon commission that studies pardon applications and then sends the president a list of convicts they believe are eligible for pardon. Currently, one member of that commission is a senior Orthodox cleric, metropolitan, which is basically bishop, or Archbishop Theodore of Achaltsikhe. He's a member of the Holy Synod, which is the Georgian Orthodox Church's main governing body. Later the same day, the Prime Minister's office released a statement saying that the Patriarch appealed to the Prime Minister, and so he is calling on the President and Parliament with a request to launch discussions on the issue of granting the Patriarch the right to grant pardons to prisoners that the Prime Minister thinks an increase of the Patriarch's involvement can play a positive role. On the next day, the 6th of December, Parliamentary Speaker Dato Usupashvili affirmed that, quote, the power of granting pardons to convicts is the discretion solely of the head of state, and it cannot be regulated otherwise, end quote. He continued that this is perhaps a misunderstanding, that the forgiveness of sins is one thing, but that it's clear that the Patriarch has exclusive rights to that and pardoning convicts was a different issue. That there's no precedent where someone other than the head of state has the power to pardon. He did say that if it's about involvement and recommendations in the pardon process, then the more people involved in providing recommendations to the president, the better. Republican Party lawmakers voiced similar opinions that nowhere else in the world can religious leaders grant pardons, as did the public defender Nanuashvili. One Republican Party lawmaker said more straightforwardly that the Prime Minister should not have asked Parliament or the President to consider the issue in the first place. The lawmaker from Georgian Dream, Democratic Georgia Party, said the issue of the Patriarch granting pardons should require a referendum and be the decision of the people. Late that evening, the Patriarch had released a brief statement explaining the Patriarch's remarks about pardoning powers, saying that it was made in a show of solidarity and compassion for inmates and did not aim to demand a discussion of the issue at the legislative level. Clearly, the annoyance felt by the Prime Minister and his boss with the President knows no limits. In an interestingly related story, the prosecutor's office opened an investigation into alleged influence peddling on the President's Pardon Commission. Its former chairman, Aliko Elisashvili, claimed that influential politicians from the ruling Georgia Dream Coalition tried to exert undue pressure on him, ultimately to get certain inmates released via the Pardoned Commission. Elafili left the post when he was elected as an independent member of the Tbilisi Sakrabulo, or city council, in the summer of 2014. He has declined to publicly name the influential politicians, but he was questioned by the prosecutor's office on the 9th of December and named the politicians in his testimony. He said he will reveal the names sooner or later if he sees there is no progress in the investigation. Elisashvili also claimed that some politicians were taking bribes in exchange to lobby him to grant a pardon of specific inmates. Elisashvili claims that a while ago he told President Mark Velashvili, Parliamentary Speaker Datu Zubashvili, and the Republican lawmaker Tiniko Khidashele, now the defense minister, about the case of alleged influence peddling, and also the chief prosecutor, Gheorghe Badashvili, and his deputy, current chairman of the Presidential Pardon Commission, Zviad Kuridze, has confirmed that there were cases when some politicians and public figures showed an unhealthy interest in the issue of pardoning certain inmates. Elisashvili's allegations come after debates surrounding remarks by Ilia II asking for the powers to pardon convicts, as we just mentioned again. Above, he says that some of the politicians who were enthusiastic about the Patriarch's remarks were apparently hoping to revitalize their scheme of getting people pardoned, which, by the way, there were a lot of rumors that a whole lot of money was flying around related to that from families trying to get relatives pardoned. Following up on previous stories, German newspaper Die Welt reports that the EU is planning to introduce visa-free travel with Georgia and Ukraine by mid-2016, citing an unnamed EU diplomat. Parliament Speaker Dato Uzubashvili says that Georgia has completed all its obligations and is waiting for a positive report from the European Commission about Georgia's fulfillment of its Visa Liberalization Action Plan, otherwise known as VLAP, which is a necessary precondition for allowing the country visa-free travel with EU member states. The report is expected on the 15th of December, and again on the 10th of December, Foreign Minister Gheorghe Kvitakashvili iterated that the technical tasks under the Visa Liberalization Action Plan have been implemented by more than 100% and that they're expecting a positive report. EU delegation was in Tbilisi this week for the second meeting of the EU-Georgia Association Committee. The EU representative positively assessed Georgia's efforts to fulfill its obligations in terms of the Deep and Comprehensive Free Trade Area, or DCFTA, as part of the association agreement. On the 10th of December, the Defense Ministry reported that a Russian helicopter violated Georgia's airspace, crossing over from the South Ossetian boundary line, but only for a few minutes. No Erdogan with his finger on the trigger there. Late on the 9th of December, gunshots were fired at the National Movement office in the town of Dedoplitskaro in Kakheti. No one was in the office at the time. The building also houses the office of UNM majoritarian lawmaker Zaza Kedelashvili. According to reports, over two dozen bullets were fired at the office. The Interior Ministry said there's an investigation for damage to property. Georgia and China signed a memorandum of intent on the 10th of December. Economy Minister Dmitry Kumsishvili is paying an official visit. Memorandum signifies the official start of negotiations on a Georgia-China free trade deal. According to the head of the National Fund of Kazakhstan, the Batumi oil terminal, which Kazakhstan owns, will be sold. Kazatrans Oil bought 100% share in the Batumi Industrial Holding in February 2008. The Industrial Holding owns a 49-year exclusive right to manage the Batumi port. Batumi Oil Terminal exports Caspian oil and is the only terminal in the Caucasus that exports liquid gas. Model Christy Garrett will be the last nude model for Playboy magazine's centerfold. She'll be Miss February 2016. They will no longer have nude models as of March 2016. Garrett is from Tbilisi. She was reportedly raised in southern Russia. She's 26 years old, speaks six languages. It's unclear when she left Russia and or Georgia. She modeled in Germany and Italy, and in an interview said that she hopes to live in L.A. because she loves the free lifestyle, that she was influenced to pose for Playboy as part of her desire to settle in the U.S. On meetings and travel, On the 8th of December, Energy Minister Kachi Kaladze met again with Chief Executive of Gazprom, Alexei Miller, in Luxembourg. This is their third meeting since late September. The Energy Ministry released a statement the next day explaining that Georgia is not planning to buy gas from Gazprom for its commercial sector for the time being, and that the commercial sector's needs are being satisfied by SOCAR, the state oil company of Azerbaijan. Prime Minister Kharabashvili paid an official visit to Bulgaria on the 7th of December, accompanied by foreign minister and agriculture ministers. Georgia and Bulgaria signed a memorandum of cooperation on European and Euro-Atlantic integration issues and a memorandum with the two ministries of culture. Defense Minister Tini Kohidashvili was on an official visit to Washington this week. She spoke at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Foreign Minister Georgi Kvitikashvili took part in the 22nd Ministerial Council, the OSCE, in Belgrade, Serbia. Delegation from the Ministry of Economy is in Geneva this week for a second round of negotiations with four European Free Trade Association, or EFTA, countries, Switzerland, Norway, Iceland, and Liechtenstein. The next round of negotiations will be held in February 2016. The prison minister met with the Turkish Minister of Justice in Istanbul to discuss improving living conditions for Georgian prisoners in Turkish jails. Many Georgians want to have all Georgian prisoners in one facility and provide them with Georgian books, TV channels, separate prayer room, and special food for religious occasions. A delegation from Cyprus met the Ministry of Culture to discuss establishing joint educational programs on the preservation of antiquities. Economy Minister Dmitry Kumsishvili hosted his Latvian counterpart in Tbilisi. Georgian fighter Irakli Kutelia was killed on the 9th of December in eastern Ukraine, fighting for the Ukrainian side. One other volunteer soldier was killed and seven were injured when their vehicle drove over a roadside bomb near the Donetsk airport. According to other Georgian fighters there, he was a Ukrainian citizen. He is the eighth reported Georgian death in the war in Ukraine. The Interior Ministry announced plans late last week to ban registration of newly imported right-side drive vehicles. Minister of Internal Affairs Georgi Mkhabishvili said that the number of right-hand drive vehicles in Georgia had alarmingly increased, implying it was a road safety problem. He claimed that 50% of the vehicles imported this year were right-hand drive vehicles, whereas the permitted number of cars in Europe states that it should only be 10% out of the total number of vehicles on the road. The government did not specify when the registration ban will be imposed. Car owners who have already registered their right-side drive vehicles will not face any problems. Nevertheless, there was a large protest over the weekend from drivers of right-hand drive vehicles, people who were going to car dealers that sell right-hand drive Japanese cars asking for their money back. Apparently, there was a lot of confusion over the ban. People thought they wouldn't be allowed to drive those cars anymore. The Ministry of Environment has initiated a draft amendment to the Administrative Code involving fining people for importing, selling, or producing low-quality petrol and diesel fuel. The fines range from 8,000 to 10,000 lari. They've already applied to Parliament to discuss the proposed legal changes. On the 6th of December, people protested in front of old Parliament building in Rustaveli against a new bill proposed by the Deputy Minister of Internal Affairs in November that proposes that cars parked illegally on the sidewalk will no longer be towed away. They'll only be towed if they're blocking traffic. Protest organizer Inga Sip said that it's already dangerous with cars on the sidewalk. People often have to walk on the streets to avoid them, and it's even more difficult and dangerous if you have a disability, and they want modern city planning for the government. Following up on previous stories, on the 4th of December, President Mark Velashvili signed a decree terminating Misha's Georgian citizenship. Mark Velashvili said that Misha insulted the Georgian presidency and the country when he chose to lose his Georgian citizenship by obtaining Ukrainian. Misha is the chairman of the UNM. According to the law and political parties, only a Georgian citizen has a right to establish and participate in the activities of the political party. On the 5th of December, the day after Misha officially lost his Georgian citizenship, the UNM said that it will not elect a new chairperson to replace him. They said that Misha is formally no longer the party's chairman, but he remains their leader. President Mark Velashvili appointed former Foreign Minister Tomriko Berezashvili, who also served with him on the JIPA board, or when he was the director of JIPA, as the new ambassador to the UK starting in March 2016. As a reminder, she became foreign minister when Maya Panjikidze resigned in November 2014, was replaced in September 2015 by the then-economy minister, Georgi Kvitakashvili. President Margvelashvili appointed a new chairperson of his administration, Georgi Abashishvili, who previously served as the president's economic advisor. Abashishvili replaces David Pataraya, who resigned due to personal reasons. There'll be elections for Gam Gebeli, or head of the Gardabani municipality in Femo Kartli region, on the 28th of January. According to presidential decree, the incumbent Gela Noiradze died in late November. He won the 2014 local elections running for the Georgian Dream. At a Republican Party Congress on the 6th of December, longtime member and deputy secretary of the president's National Security Council, Ivliana Khaindrava, brother of video artist Kagebezhniki Goga Khaindrava, spoke about what he called institutional ambiguity and an unclear decision-making process both within the Georgian Dream Coalition and the government, that no one knows in advance with whom lies the final say on a specific issue, who is the person, institution, or within what framework a final agreement is reached to solve the specific problem. He continued that the Georgian Dream has a formal leader, Prime Minister Kharivashvili, and an informal leader. Free Democrats leader Irakli Alasania has proposed creating a Georgia-Germany-Russia dialogue format. According to the National Bank President Georgi Kadagidze, inflation in Georgia will reach its peak in the first quarter of 2016 and will return to the target rate of 3% from the second quarter. He said that in order to avoid further inflation, the bank could again increase its refinancing rate. The IMF released a statement a few days later on the 9th of December, reiterating that they strongly support the National Bank's policy to allow the lari to float and limit foreign exchange interventions. On the 4th of December, Russian border guards kidnapped a man from Koshka village, located near the administrative boundary line with South Ossetia. He was collecting firewood they said he illegally crossed. In South Caucasus news, on the 9th of December, Azerbaijani human rights activist Leyla Yunus was finally released from prison because of her deteriorating health. 59-year-old had an 8.5-year prison sentence for trumped-up fraud and tax evasion charges that were complete BS. As a reminder, she was arrested along with her husband, Adif, in 2014, and both were in prison. He was recently released in November, also because of health issues. Armenia held a referendum for changes to the constitution on the 6th of December. It was widely believed to have been fraudulent, because it was. The changes boost the power of the prime minister's position and decrease the powers of the presidency to a ceremonial role. It is a way for Serge Sarkisian to remain in power by becoming prime minister in 2018, the oldest trick in the book. According to the National Bank, Georgia's foreign exchange reserves rose to $2.48 billion as of the 30th of November, up from $2.45 billion a month earlier. However, reserves have fallen from $2.7 billion in the beginning of 2015 due to the central bank's interventions to support the lari. According to preliminary figures from Geostat, foreign direct investment was 33% less in the third quarter of 2015 compared to a year before, but up 38% from the second quarter of 2015. New hydropower plant is being built in the village of Saguramo in Mskheta municipality. Georgian Water and Power is investing 10.5 million lari to build it. The project is expected to be finished in November 2016. The dam will have an installed capacity of 4.4 megawatts and an annual output of 32 million kilowatts. Not a gigantic dam. World Bank Group approved a package of $140 million in financing to improve safety standards of the East-West Highway Corridor running from Tbilisi to Poti and Batumi. Tbilisi hosted the Energy Charter Conference. Georgia plans to create two ministerial-level energy task forces in the Caucasus for energy cooperation, East-West Electricity Corridor Task Force, comprising Azerbaijan, Georgia, Turkey, Turkmenistan, and the North-South Electricity Corridor Task Force, comprising Armenia, Georgia, Iran, Russia, and Turkey. Representatives of Abkhazia's Trade Industrial Chamber took part in a tourism exhibition held by a Greek company in Athens and were invited by the Greek organizers. There were some diplomatic exchanges with the Georgian ambassador to Greece and a letter explaining it as a misunderstanding. All highly important. A Georgian man will not face trial for marrying a 13-year-old girl. He's now 21, she's now 16, and they have two babies. He's being investigated because under recent legislative amendments, it's a criminal offense to marry a minor and to have sexual relations with a minor. The investigation was launched 3 years after the marriage. They're from Hulo in Ajada. Prosecutor's office in Ajada dropped the investigation, saying that they have a family, and he's the only earner supporting the family. So, hey. A construction worker died on the 8th of December at the work site on the bypass road near Kobuleti. He fell from a bridge. Investigation has been launched about violations of safety rules. Bypass road is being built by the Chinese company Sinohydro. The new Goderzi ski resort opened in the Ajara Mountains. Two Georgians were arrested for online fraud by hacking into Facebook accounts of over 2,000 users. ProCredit Bank and Liberty Bank signed a memorandum of understanding for host-to-host cooperation, which allows their clients to benefit from both bank services, mainly when it comes to withdrawing money from ATMs. Turkish citizen wanted by Interpol Ankara was detained at Tbilisi International Airport after flying from Latvia. Judoka Avtandil Trikishvili won gold in the middleweight category at the Tokyo Grand Slam, also known as the Jigaro Kano Tournament. Excellent name, which is one of the most prestigious judo competitions. Trikishvili was named as the best Georgian sportsman in 2014 by the Ministry of Sports. Opera mezzo-soprano Nino Surguladze was awarded the Order of the Star of Italy, awarded by the Italian president for developing friendship and cooperation between Italy and Georgia. She received a scholarship at the Academy of the Teatro della Scala in Milan twice. Tbilisi State Puppet Theater is collaborating with London Chicken Shed Theater on a project to bring people with disabilities to participate in theater and operations. Ministry of IDPs is building 8 apartment blocks worth 22 million lari in Gori region to house 480 IDP families. Georgian advertising company Leaving Stone won the Young Creatives competition at the 2015 Eurobest Festival of Creativity in Antwerp, Belgium. Challenge was to create a positive campaign against sexual harassment and promote a safe and friendly environment around the city. Parliamentary news. On the 9th of December, Parliament discussed a draft statement calling on the European Union to lift visa requirements for Georgia. There were disagreements over the wording of the statement. Of course, the draft was proposed by a Free Democrat lawmaker. The Free Democrats and Georgian Dream Coalition support the draft. UNM makers do not, because they said it did not call on the Georgian government not to undertake any steps that may undermine Georgia's European and Euro-Atlantic integration process. As a reminder, the Council of Europe report on how Georgia is implementing its VLAP is expected on the 15th of December. Statement was adopted by Parliament on the 10th of December, but without a unanimous vote. On the 10th of December, UNM lawmakers raised the issue at a parliamentary session about the shooting of a UNM office in Dedeplescaro. As discussed above, they suggested that the incident was stemming from Georgia Dream's violent rhetoric. Georgian Dream lawmakers also condemned the incident. Meme this week includes some dancing. There's a video that went viral of a woman doing a Chechen dance at Martinashvili, and a second video that went viral of some older guys in Georgia dancing on a hillside. They're great videos. Take a look at them with gazillions of hits. Time Magazine is top of stuff to read. Time Magazine has a top 100 photos of 2015 and includes the famous photo of Beji, the Tbilisi zoo hippo, loose on the streets after the 13th of June flood. Reuters has a collection of pictures from 2015 in their stories, which features the same photo of Beji the hippo on the streets after the flood. Photographer Beso Gulashvili describes the atmosphere and surrealness of the day he got the shot. Judy Dempsey writes for the Carnegie Europe about Montenegro being invited to join NATO, says it approves their open-door policy. She says that this open-door policy does not apply to Georgia, that NATO will not give Georgia a map in 2016, despite the Georgian population strongly supporting NATO, or that Georgia has worked hard to modernize its defense forces because of Russia, and NATO countries simply don't want to deal with the prospects of fighting Russia over Georgia. In Georgia, Eurasia Review, Paul Goebel writes on Putin diverting world attention away from Ukraine and away from the annexation of South Ossetia. He says there was a conference recently in Skhinvali that indicates growing support for joining the Russian Federation. The Al Jazeera report we did from last week on media and Rustavi II ownership issues as a proxy political struggle between the Georgian Dream and the former UNM. We pulled out the link and put it on YouTube on its own, so take a look. CRC looks at mothers and employment in Georgia. Agenda.ge reports on some Dutch technology to lift and save an old building in Tbilisi. All this stuff to read is posted on our forum. This week's GeoCapital number is 995. That is how many people applied for asylum in Georgia up until October of this year, according to a report by the Public Defender. Meanwhile, there are close to 1,200 persons in Georgia who do have asylum. The majority of them are from Iraq, Ukraine, Russia, and Syria. TBC Gallery in Marginishvili is hosting an exhibition featuring artifacts made of ceramics, wall painting fragments, and coins from the 10th century Georgian Gyalia Monastery in Cyprus. It's on until the 25th of December. That's at the TBC Bank headquarters. Go take a look. That's it for this week. My Twitter address is at TXTBUK. That is Tango, X-Ray, Tango, Bravo, Uniform, Kilo. Our email is tpeelpod@gmail.com or post to the forum on our website, www.tpeelpod.com. And all you rambling boys of pleasure and ladies of easy leisure from 1988, we'll finish with, from the Pogues, this is Fiesta.
Whisperings in this one's ear. We're a coiling character!